the Fight for a Safe Underground Service, Judd Wood, RMT National Executive Committee, Personal Capacity, Most RMT, Rail, Maritime and Transport Union, members on London Underground want to keep an emergency service running for essential workers. The vast majority of tube workers remain at work. The RMT told London Underground and London Mayor Sadiq Khan that to be able to achieve a reliable emergency service, our members must be able to maintain social distancing and work in such ways that minimize the risk of infection. At a senior level, many assurances have been given, and the service level has been massively reduced to allow for fewer staff and work at any given location. But problems persist, caused by a failure of senior management to take all necessary action, and by a layer of middle managers who cannot understand that now is not the time to pursue petty battles and bully staff. Of all these issues, the refusal of London Underground, LUL, to provide masks is likely to become an issue that could seriously impact on running the tube. Like their TfL masters, the Underground's managers insist that Public Health England, FHET, does not recommend using masks. But the FHET advice is based on an assumption of social distancing. RMT members on the tube have to perform roles where this is just not possible. Members working at still busy stations cannot always maintain 2-meter distance from the public, nor can train drivers dealing with an incident on a train. Maintenance staff need to carry out 2-person lifts and share some equipment. Incredibly, some managers still instruct our members to leave control rooms and stand out in the public areas for the sheer hell of it. Management just do not engage with unions around this issue, preferring to repeat FHET advice to people who are able to maintain distancing at all times. The biggest problems occur during the new earlier rush hour. The morning peak has moved forwards to about 6.30 to 7.30 am, and RMT members report that the bulk of it is comprised of construction workers. Non-essential work, no blame should be attached to these workers, who will not be paid if they don't go to work. Instead, the government must take responsibility for this. All non-essential construction must be stopped, and the wages of all construction workers, including the self-employed, must be guaranteed by the government. London Underground also has to do more to protect people who are vulnerable and at increased risk of serious illness should they be infected with coronavirus. It is common for private sector employers who are furloughing part of their workforces to prioritize furloughing vulnerable workers. Yet London Underground persists in pressuring some vulnerable staff to keep working in high-risk environments. A major concern of many members is the threat of taking the virus home. London Underground's solution to this is to offer 5 days special leave. What use is that? RMT advice to members is clear. If asked to do something unsafe or work in an environment where they cannot maintain social distancing as recommended by FHET, members must exercise their right, under law, to be removed from danger. Where members have done this, management response has usually been to address the concerns. Of course, we shouldn't have to force the issue to get basic FHET advice adhered to by employers. Refusals to work could increase rapidly if LUL does not do more to avoid unnecessary exposure of our members to risk. Members are rightly proud of the service they continue to provide. They want to be able to transport NHS staff, care workers, other transport workers and all genuinely key workers as safely as possible. But they don't want to keep the construction industry going to protect the profits of multinational developers and their city backers. The least they expect, and should expect, is for their bosses to do everything possible to minimize risk. Provide PPE now, close down all non-essential construction sites, effective measures to protect all vulnerable staff or those who live with vulnerable people, take action against managers who refuse to implement social distancing, for a coordinated trade union oversight of safety on TfL services.